Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
We hadn't even heard of your product. Our son called us and said, you two need to be using this. And, oh, I love it. It really seems to be helping. My energy levels are not always great, but for the last couple of months, it seems to be improving. But it was really strange because our son doesn't recommend a lot of products to us. He's not like that with us. He says, you're my parents. I'm not yours. I'm not telling you what to do. But with this one, he said, no, I think you really need to do this. And our son was right. We need to be doing this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
After listening to the last presidential candidate, the only nice thing we can say is that we do love how the Earth rotates. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
And the character of the country, in my view, is literally on the ballot. What kind of country we're going to be? Mm-hmm. Four more years of George is going to find ourselves in a position where if Trump gets elected, we're going to be in a different world.
I did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Biden doesn't know whether he's running against George Bush or Trump and has admitted they put together the most extensive but inclusive voter fraud in the nation. You just can't make that stuff up. That was actually him. In fact, I don't even know if you can call it a Freudian slip anymore. I think it's just a slip, honey. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty with me, and it just gets weirder by the day. What can I say when you've got a candidate that's this strange? But I can't wait to have Dr. Pesta on the show to try to explain what's going on. And welcome to you, Duke. In fact, the Dr. Duke Show, if you have not caught the Dr. Duke Show, you are missing out, my friend. You've got to catch his show. It's amazing. And it even plays on my Facebook page, The Kate Daly Show, live right after my show. And you can catch it every day. I love this show. Thank you, Dr. Duke, for coming on. I want to make some heads or tails of this. Please.
Well, I missed the intro. I just got you at the end. So just remind me what we're making heads of tails on. I think it's the election.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, he's out there admitting the inclusive voter fraud that he has. He put together the biggest voter fraud that they've had and in existence. People call it a Freudian slip. No, it's just a slip. And then, of course, he didn't know whether he was running against George Bush. He kept calling Trump George. So they keep putting him up. And he keeps doing these things on a daily basis when he's out. Otherwise, he's in his basement. So
the one thing we can say for sure is the only reason he's out is because their internal polls don't look good with him staying in the basement. So he's out. You know, if they felt comfortable, if the progressives, the liberals felt comfortable, they'd leave him in that basement. If they thought they could win by having Trump rally six and seven rallies a day he's doing, if they thought they could win that way, they would leave him in the basement. And the fact is, they're even dragging Kamala out of mothballs. When she was hidden for the last 3 months, it was a good thing for the Democrats. But now she's out, and she's already putting her foot in her mouth. I don't know who's got the worst form of mental delusion, Kamala or old Joe. Because when she talks, it is like, wow, you realize quickly why her presidential candidate fizzled so fast. Right. I mean, she was in deep blue California. She checks all the right boxes in terms of race and ethnicity and that. She's not poorly spoken necessarily. She's just a wackadoodle. And so what this tells me is that the Dems are getting nervous, or they would have left those two in the basement where they belong.
Yeah. No, it's when you say that, we laugh, but It's so true. Listen to this, you guys. Biden has a vote for Trump. You're a chump. I mean, I could have done better in a third grade contest for who gets to mind the vending machine. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. And then, of course, you have Kamala, who laughs hysterically
at everything.
And when they say, are you going to be a progressive in office? And then, of course, the pack the court thing that they keep laughing about and hiding. I mean, it's insane the number of things going on right now with these two.
It is. And the childishness of this, too. I mean, look, we're 4 years into the Trump administration, so we know he's going to have his pet names for people. People are it's just the way he is.
Right.
To watch them flail on their side, it's very satisfying. And, you know, the other thing that gets me is that finally, two things. One, have you noticed we were getting bombarded by polls every single day for the last 3 months, and for almost a week now we've had nothing since that last debate. There aren't any polls. Have you seen any major polls? I've seen nothing, and that tells me if they were pulling away, they'd have poll after poll after poll. But what you are seeing on some of the other sites, some of the different polls, the non-mainstream polls, seem to be suggesting exactly what we thought.
Right.
Trump's a couple points ahead in here, a couple points ahead there. He's taken over the lead in North Carolina. The fact that they're not besieging us with polling data, that tells you something right now. And the fact that Kamala and Joe have decided that they've got no choice to hit the road, that tells you something. It also tells you something, the big three here, that for the first time since I can remember in this campaign, they're beginning to ask both Kamala and Joe some difficult questions. The mainstream media is finally now. I think that if they realize, the mainstreamers, that if Trump does win, then they're going to look ridiculous. So now they're starting to just kind of ask a little more difficult questions, push a little bit back a little bit against Joe's refusal to answer. They, like you said, they asked a couple of really important questions to Kamala. What does it mean? How do you feel about being by far the most radical leftist in the entire Senate? And she giggled her way out of it. Now we know how she caught Willie Brown's eye, right? That cute little giggle, right?
Jeez. Oh, you guys.
There are three things right there that tell me. Oh, and then how about Obama? I knew this. When they told me Obama was going to hit the road, I knew two things. One, he wasn't going to draw many people. And two, it would ultimately end up helping Trump. And you saw in Florida, he dropped by 150 cars in Florida when they knew he was coming. That was it for a drive-by event. Mm-hmm. How many people just yesterday, when Trump was all over the country, four or five stops, how many thousands did he drive for this? So I knew Obama was not going to be much of a help for Joe Biden.
Yeah, it's just shocking. In fact, headline today, Biden calls a lid on campaign events. There's been a lid. I don't know about calling a lid, but it's been a lid. And there's been hardly any action, no crowd whatsoever. And with a light schedule going forward, they say.
So Kamala's second campaign stop in a week, and she can't remember she's in Columbus, Ohio.
So she asks somebody in the hot mic catches her. Yeah, and we were dying laughing because she's, I call her the nitwit for a reason, but she's not. She's smart because she can be very, very manipulative, but she thinks she's got this in the bag. And people were asking me over the weekend, why Biden? Why would you put somebody up that has dementia, that's going to put his foot in his mouth, that's going to say the things he's admitting to, all of these things?
I think they had to.
Yeah.
Because all the other candidates were radical lefties. Who was the moderate that had a chance?
Yeah.
I mean, you had Kamala Harris, you had Bernie Sanders. And so Biden was senile and cranky, but he was also the only one who could skate by as something like a moderate. And look, that's why I've said this many times on your show. The Democrats made a big mistake. In the actual primaries, the Democrats, not the Republicans, the Democrats decisively rejected Bernie Sanders' socialist agenda.
Uh-huh.
They over and over and over again voted him down. They chose Joe Biden, even though they knew he was a flawed candidate. They didn't want the leftism. And so what happens with Joe Biden the minute he gets the overwhelming primary lead? He goes Bernie left. Yeah. It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And you know what? You would have lost a couple of votes on the far left, but not many. He should have, if he were smart, he would have picked a very relatively moderate vice president and possibly a male, either a very conservative woman for a Democrat. If he'd have done that now, I think he'd be winning. If his second in command was not the lunatic Kamala Harris, but some moderate Democrat with a good resume of being uncontroversial and willing to work across the aisle, I think he'd be in much better shape right now.
Oh, yeah. In fact, there was information that came out last week that he had put Kamala as his as a contact on some of his paperwork for his business. We have all the Hunter stuff coming out. Where is Hunter Biden, by the way? Nobody seems to know where he's at. It's the great despicable moment
of this election that no one's even talking to him. If you think that you belong to NPR or you belong to one of the mainstream networks and you think this is not legitimate, then don't, by all means, don't publish it. But to turn around and not ask him about it, to basically allow Biden to scream you down from the microphone saying, it's all a lie, it's all a lie, and you don't push any further, people aren't stupid. They see the double standard. That's one of the things that surprises me about this campaign. In the last 2 weeks, the double standard about how the media treats the left and the right has never, ever been more obvious. You would think they would try to hide it now. And that's what I said before. They are, grudgingly, they're beginning to ask some hard questions because they've got to survive after the election, no matter who wins. And if Trump does win, they need something they can point to and say, well, see, at the end of the campaign, when it counted most, we pushed back against Biden. So that's what I think they're doing. They're manufacturing a little bit of a spine at the end here, because that tells me that their internal polls too don't look so good.
Oh man, so true. And so so again, light schedule moving forward, light schedule to begin with. Here we are. and we have the Kamala nonsense. So I almost feel like sometimes they're wanting to throw the election. It's so bad. I mean, it's pretty bad.
Another thing, look at all of the people. How many African Americans now in different walks of life have come forward? I got Ice Cube now, who's a pretty nasty leftist, but now he's like, basically, screw you. You're not going to tell me I can't work with the president if he's getting things done. Yeah. There's a lot of voices like that have come out, that people you wouldn't think. When Romney ran against Obama and when McCain ran against Obama, none of these guys came forward. You're getting a very interesting group of not Republicans who seem to be supporting Trump.
Yep. So true. So it was really funny. Babylon Bee, who's been slapped, right, for saying anything, they actually came out with a guide to our stupid news cycle. It starts with Trump takes a stance on something like war is bad or the post office is slow. Then it forces the Democrats to take the opposite stance. Post office is incredible. War is good. And then unhinged conspiracies form is what this says. And then false theories all debunked. And it's like, it just keeps going around and around.
They forgot one part of the circle.
It was
then social media.
Oh, yes.
Stamps out all satire like the Babylon Bee.
It's so true. People are getting purged left and right. I have had friends now with their pages completely purged. I'm unable to answer anybody on Facebook until December 17th in the comment section on my own page. I can post, I just can't comment. And so it's alive and well. It's going out to December 17th. What does that mean as far as election results? And so maybe we'll comment on that when we come back too, because the election results, people don't realize we're going to be talking about this through Thanksgiving. And I hate to say that, but it's the truth. We're also going into another lockdown. Italy is pondering one. Ireland's in one. Europe's pondering one. And so are we. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. More with Dr. Duke Pesta when we come back from the Dr. Duke Show. Be right back.
73-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Well, be blind. It always seems to be so hard to give. Honesty is such a lonely word.
Oh, boy, is it. Honesty.
Everyone
is so untrue. We're running into that in spades right now, and I don't know what else to say. It's a tough battle out there, folks. You're going to have to search for the truth, maybe open those spiritual eyes a little bit to get some help to do it. I don't know what else can be said about it other than we're in for it. We've got a lot of problems with this going on right now, and we seem to be complacent enough to just allow it to go on. And it's tough, because what do you do as a public? What can you do as a public? I know those are big questions. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Make sure you go to katedalyradio.com for this podcast. It'll be a recorded version of today's show. You can call up and ask questions or give comments at 888-673-1450. As we're live, I've got Uncle Milty. I've got Dr. Duke Pesta, who happens to be one of the most brilliant, outspoken, lovable, I'm going to add lovable, amazing professors in the country. I know we have so few of anyone that even is remotely like him, but I love that he does a show for people to understand what's going on in education, and it's brilliant. It's called the Dr. Duke Show. It plays 4 days a week. You have got to ask your local station for this show, and you also need to just watch it, because he is always uncovering the things that they're doing, and he lets people know what's going on in our education system, which eventually delivers the individuals that run for office. And so we better understand what we're up against, right?
Well, thank you very much. And that'll be the title of my posthumous biography, Lovable, Duke Pesta.
Yes, teddy bear-like. I love it. Okay, so we need to get a lot smarter with the sensors. We were just talking about this off the air. I've broken up links so that people can assemble them back together again. Just put some spaces in your link that you put up on Facebook, and the sensors will bypass you. And when talking about COVID, never say COVID, always say CO. If you're talking about CDC, always say big agency. You can say big Nimrod agency. You can say lying, cheating agency, whatever you want to say. But you can add your adjectives, but don't put CDC, because the software picks up on all these words and throws people off government Inc., which is Facebook. And I just want people to understand that right now. We have a lot of people feeling the effects because we're in election time. They are scouring to take people out of the loop on Facebook so you can't share information because it can be so influential during election time. So this is the time to then get smarter about the censors and bypass those censors. You know, it's funny to talk about Biden because there's so much ridiculousness attached. 45-year career of just heinous, stupid Biden being Biden for 40 years. And it's sick. It's sad. I see Kamala. Kamala is an interesting cat because she wanted to be president, but it's not because she's a woman. It's because she's a horrible woman. And this is why not even her party would support her being president. What does that tell us about right now as they're fighting tooth and nail to get a woman and get a set of ovaries in that position? What does that say to us that they didn't even want Kamala?
I don't know. I mean, what it says a lot. I mean, we talked in the last segment before the break, we talked about this. I don't understand why when, Democrat voters rejected the radical left in the primaries, why they went radical left. I don't blame Bernie. I don't think Bernie is coherent enough to know. He's just mouthing whatever platitudes they stick on a teleprompter. But the fact, I remember this too. I remember the threats in the week or two before he chose his vice president. You better pick a woman and you better pick a minority. So he was stuck with four African-American women. Mm-hmm. Who is that? Stacey Abrams, that just walking talk disaster from Georgia. Who, I mean, he had no... Valerie Jarrett, who is kind of like the Scrooge version of Kamala Harris.
Iran spy is really what she is. Yeah,
that's right. So what did he have to? Since they forced his hand into picking an African American female, they got Kamala, and this is what you're stuck with. So I'm just very heartened by the fact that Trump has flushed them out. They're both on the campaigns. Trump brought Breitbart. Response has reported that Biden's going to do a live event. That should be just absolutely hysterical. So we're going to see what happens here. They've proven that when they're live and off the cuff, they can't pull it off.
Right.
They're going to have to go live and off the cuff. So this is going to be quite amusing for the next couple of days.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I think the jig is up. I think everybody except the real, real leftist radicals understand now what's going on and that they don't have a prayer of winning.
Yeah.
Now, the question that remains is the ballot harvesting. I mean, like you said, They already confirmed, Biden kind of misspoke and confirmed the lavish system of vote harvesting they've got. Mm-hmm. And so that'll be the next thing to tell here. And all the more important that Amy Barrett gets on the court today, because mm-hmm. that might cancel out John Roberts' vote for a Biden administration. Because you know, yes. if this comes to the Supreme Court, you do know that beyond a shadow of a doubt, there's no way Roberts is voting for Trump. He will make up a tax that will allow Joe Biden to become president, just like he made up a tax to allow Obamacare to stand. But now if you've got Amy Barrett, they can have Roberts, and you still might have a chance of keeping Trump as president.
Right.
Well, and just because of that, there was some talk today that because the Constitution actually states there will be only one election day, and all of these states that have now allowed it to be extended are creating more than one election day. Mm-hmm. That can easily be declared unconstitutional.
Yeah, and the fact that they're doing it under such a farce. See, the hospitals that are receiving money and a lot of money for patients in ICU right now, they're pushing them into the ICU for a reason. Not only the cash, but they bought into this, we're going to put out article after article after article saying we're full and we're weary. And all they did was lay off people because they were so quiet, weren't getting any COVID patients. That reduced the number of employees. Then they all put hiring freezes on. And then when they put hiring freezes on, okay, they're not added back in. Nobody's added back in. They have all these, the employees that are left are tired because they're overworking them. And they say they're weary because of COVID. If everyone notices in every state that's listening right now, from Portland to Alabama to all the states we have listening, all the cities we have listening right now, let me just tell you in Chicago too, that your hospitals are being dishonest. They're lying to you in the paper. They've ramped up the number of articles to make it look like people still can't go out and vote on that day. They have to really do mail-in. So the farce is out, and it also leads us into a lockdown as well. That's just how it goes.
That's well said. It's exactly what they're up to. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. And the other big question I have, I have never lived through a presidential campaign when there was so little talk about Senate and congressional places.
Weird.
Why no one's talking about that?
I know.
I don't know what that means. We've heard nothing about the House races. Nope. Not a thing. And the Senate races, we've heard a little bit more, but almost nothing as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know why. Is the media just so focused on getting rid of Trump? But why are we not talking about what's going to happen in the Congress and the Senate? That mm-hmm. to me, is as important. If Biden gets elected and wins the two other branches, that's a big problem. But you would think, again, if this was a logical outcome, if this is where we were heading, a blue wave, they'd be talking a lot more about it. They'd be trying much harder to demoralize the mm-hmm. right, as we've seen on the media, right, with all
so
the polls
true.
Up until recently.
That is so true. By the way, Dinesh D'Souza joins us on Thursday, his movie Trump Card. I hope people check that out. There's so much in that movie that's very, very telling about what you just said. And I do. I hope people rent it, because we didn't get the premiere. We didn't get to see it in the theaters. Theaters would have been packed for this. And his last movie, Obama movie, it was packed, where he really showcased the history of the Republican Party and the Democrat Party and so forth. But Trump Card is really good. And I hope people understand how many people have been attacked in the process, like those that were trying to vet the voting fraud and all of these different things. He does talk about that, but he'll be on Thursday to talk about that as well. There's just so much going on. And I wanted to talk about Amy Coney Barrett. GOP Senator Susan Collins is voting no on Amy, and her reason was she wanted to be fair. I don't even know what to say about Susan Collins, but
you know, it would, as much as it pains me to say this, given how tight the Senate is, I would not be bothered if she lost.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say good riddance.
Yep.
Now we know we've got an actual dumb liberal in Maine instead of her. Just, I mean, the sanctimony is what gets me.
Yep.
Now, again, I suppose we got to give her credit. We wouldn't have Kavanaugh. She did do the right thing there. She milked it till the 48th hour, but she finally did the right thing. But if you're going to...
I don't think she did do the right thing. I think she was pressured. To make that decision.
She did. And I think, look, given the reason she voted for Kavanaugh, mm-hmm. she should absolutely be a slam dunk with Barrett. Yep. That's the thing that gets me. The very logic she used, why she voted for Kavanaugh, means that you are doubly obligated to vote for this woman who has no, there's not a single dark mark in her entire background.
Right. Go ahead and call.
I don't think that there's that many Senate races that are really going to flip. Although the big one is in Michigan, where Gary Peters, the incumbent, is looking pretty weak against John James. And there, that is making a lot of news. And that's
well, their governor's horrid. Look at her.
Yeah, that too.
Michigan is, of course, one of those swing states, those necessary swing states, that seems to have Trump in the largest lead. Yep. So that's a big deal. And when, as you guys said, when you consider how bad the governor's been, how she's twice now been slapped down by her own Supreme Court, and she stands in defiance of it, right? Where she blames Donald Trump, like Cuomo, she blames Donald Trump on all the bad things that she forced into law. And then you've got, again, a young, sharp African-American who's rising in the Senate. So it seems to me, I would predict if Trump wins in Michigan, you're going to get a new senator from Michigan as well.
So we have probably the confirmation, which will be good, of Amy Coney Barrett. And I'm glad to see that. That'll be a good thing. And as we move forward, I just they are still doing articles about Hillary. Hillary Clinton still fuming. I was born to be president. It makes me literally sick to my stomach to think of another Trump win. I was just laughing at these headlines.
You mentioned Dinesh D'Souza. Yes. Don't forget his Hillary 2016, I think made a big difference in the theaters right before that election.
Yes.
And here we are. This is the very day that 4 years ago, Hillary Clinton's birthday. Remember that infamous birthday statement, happy birthday to me 4 years ago. There just seems to be so much, if I may use the word without calling to mind Kamala Harris, there just seems to be a lot of karma in the air right now, doesn't there?
Yes.
There just seems like the way things are breaking, that the karma is coming back on some of these outrageous liberal lies, and the ballot harvesting, the media manipulation. It seems like we're on the verge of something that you guys, and Milty in particular, has been saying for months. There's about to be a very quiet tide of people who you didn't know were out there who are going to make a big difference at the ballot box, and not for the Democrats.
That's exactly what the pollster from Trafalgar, the Trafalgar poll says. He says there's just a lot of people out there that nobody realizes who they're for yet. And they won't know until the election's over.
Interesting. I wish people would stop voting early. I think there are enough things that come out right before an election that people need to just sit on the ballot, stop acting like it's something like a to-do list check mark, and just wait. Just wait. You don't have to vote early. Just make sure you're taking your time, you know, if that's the case. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Balance of Nature is hiring. Let's find out what it's like.
You may email directly at kate@canyonmedia.net.
This is Steve with Rescue Alert of Dixie.
866-1735 or Rescue Alert of Dixie.
Back to Kate Daly's show. Balanceofnature.com. Make sure you get there, and you have control over your health, so make sure you're increasing that. And I took that right before I came to the show this morning, and I'm telling you, it feels really nice to be able to take 31 fruits and vegetables all at one time in dehydrated form and know that my body's getting those nutrients all day long. Make sure you're taking the supplement. Go to balanceofnature.com. All of the testimonials are real. In fact, they flood in. They have to pick through them to find ones that they'd like to play. They're all really good, and people love this product. They've loved it for over 20 years. Let me tell you, it's good. It's great. Balanceofnature.com. Put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E, and you can get 35% off and free shipping. You can't beat that deal. 31 fruits and vegetables, they dehydrate down for you per day. per day. You're getting so many a week. It is going to be amazing for you and your health and your immune system come this winter. Strongly advise that you get extra as well. Looks like we might be going into a lockdown before Thanksgiving. And I keep warning people to have plan A, plan B, get Christmas now. You know, supply chains might be interrupted if this is the case. And so just a little warning to be prepared, like think ahead a little bit for this winter. And welcome back Dr. Duke Pesta from the Dr. Duke Show, Uncle Milty. We were just talking about last night I watched the Helen Reddy story. I know I had to throw up in my mouth a little bit before I did so, but I just wanted to say that I watched it because I wanted to see how they were going to paint her as an icon, right? Because they say she was an icon in the 70s. And I remember the Helen Reddy music, and I remember her, and I know all of you do. She passed away in September of this year. She just passed away about a month ago. And so I just wanted people to understand that the only thing she offered was a song that she wrote, these lyrics, and they're painting her as an icon, but it was very, very strange the fact that she didn't, nothing really came from her movement. Nothing came from that. And right now, people would love to see Kamala into the spotlight, into the president position, only because she's a woman. And I look behind, if you look behind the masquerade of this women's movement, of the validation we seem to seek by having these people be icons in our lives, there's nothing behind. It's the emperor has no clothes. There's nothing behind this. It's all shadows. It's all fake mirrors. It's all nonsense because there really isn't anything there. But people feel like women need this. And I just can't even imagine voting for a ticket because you think that this woman who's horrific, horrific character, no integrity, horrid, that you would want this woman close to the presidency of the United States. It's like Nancy Pelosi, horrid, horrid woman, you know?
Well, you know, even the latest iteration of this radical feminism, which gave us hashtag Me Too, it was a stupendous failure. It shows you that everything that the feminists touch just crumbles because of their own hypocrisy. And we 2 years ago, we were in the fever swamp of Kavanaugh. Crazy allegations from 30 years were being dragged out, in some cases suborned by Democrat operatives. Just the most ridiculous stories without any shred of evidence. We were told hashtag Me Too. It doesn't matter. You got to take it seriously. Kavanaugh has to go. Then we had Tara Reid and crickets, right?
Right.
When it was literally the same feminists who were ready to hang Kavanaugh from the center of Washington, D.C., when they turned it around with somebody younger, just as credible, who had a more consistent story, and it happened more recently, Tara Reid. All that has to hashtag stuff went out the window.
Right.
It just self-serving. Mm-hmm. In fact, you didn't see the hashtag Me Tours until Amy Barrett was nominated. Then they came out again with all their ridiculous lies. Like, how about this one? Amy Barrett's the type of woman that if she gets put on the Supreme Court, she will be all for the death penalty for women who seek to get abortions. This is literally the kind of scare tact. They used it against Phyllis Schlafly. Yeah. They used it against any woman who dares to be a little bit different or a little bit conservative.
Oh, it's so true. And now they're saying she wants executions. I mean, it's just astounding. It's astounding what news comes out and how much they lie. I'm weary of it. I know everybody's got to be weary of it. To this point, it's so obvious. It makes you sick.
It's also astounding how much news doesn't really get any attention. I didn't know this until just now, but seven states are allowing voters to change their votes. Arkansas voters can resubmit absentee ballots up to two times. Connecticut.
To make it more confusing.
Connecticut can withdraw previously submitted absentee ballots until 5 p.m. the Friday before Election Day. Delaware can contact their county elections office and say they wish to make a change to their submitted ballot.
It'll be interesting to see why this is going through right now because of the fact of you've got all this Hunter Biden stuff, but a lot of people don't seem to care on that side of the aisle. They don't seem to care about it. Why?
Well, this bothers me that they can go in and change the ballots because now they can go in and change any ballot.
Yeah.
And say the people came in and changed it.
Right.
You know,
I'm.
How How would you know if they change on the eve of the election 20,000 votes in Connecticut from or in Arkansas from Republican to Democrat all of a sudden? How would you know if your vote was changed?
That's right.
You wouldn't. And so we've got horrific statements. Biden saying there's voter fraud, that they are in charge of the biggest criminal organization of voter fraud. And for people that actually missed that beautiful little admission of his, let me just play that one more time. Here you go.
I did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
We have put together the most inclusive voter fraud in the history of America, in the history of voting.
Yeah. He was just repeating what John Podesta told him.
You can't make this stuff up. I mean, this is getting sad.
That's the other thing that is shocking. He has had gaffe after gaffe after gaffe. How many people in the last 6 months did he forget their names? Including his own wife.
Yeah, it's so true.
And his own kids. The idea that you're dealing with somebody here, and I think this is the game, right? Everybody knows. That's why Kamala's kept quiet. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that if Joe Biden's elected president, it's going to be a commission of radical left-wing operatives who'll be running the government. It's not going to be Joe Biden.
No, it's very, very true. He's a puppet.
I heard, and I haven't vetted this yet, but I heard that in Columbus, Kamala again made a reference to her signing an executive order.
Jeez. After she said the Harris-Biden administration. Yeah, there's just too many gaffes to ignore them. And I hope people are really paying attention. I don't know if you're any kind of normal person that can't see all of this political theater going on and just wrap your brain around even supporting some of this. I can't imagine. But the election debate, what were your thoughts about that? Because we haven't talked to you since then.
The debate?
Yeah.
I thought it was actually well done. I think actually Trump did way better than even the commentators said. You think about it. After that election, the media desperately tried to paint this as a draw, right? Mm-hmm. Trump didn't hurt himself. Biden was old, steady Biden. You had people like Jake Tapper saying this should sew it up for the Democrats. You have all sorts of people saying that Joe Biden, even the Rasmussen guy who runs the poll said, but Biden got it all sewed up, even as his entire audience, the people he was polling, said that Trump won. I could not believe. He's talking about how, right. I think Trump, this is the same guy who said, if the polls are wrong, if we're all wrong, if Joe Biden doesn't walk away with this, then maybe our whole business is out of, we're all out of business, then maybe that no one's
going to trust again.
When you're standing there telling me that Biden did enough in the last debate to wrap things up, and everybody you asked about who won the debate on your own stupid panel said Trump, that's the disconnect.
That's so true. Now, here's some good news. If you really want to look at it this way, the media is completely owned by progressive leftist globalists. Okay, we all know this. This is just common knowledge now, or at least I hope people are finally realizing that. From Fox News to CNN to you name it, to your local news program that you watch at night, the 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock news, depending on where you live, this is all owned by progressive liberal radicals. Okay. But what's so funny is even Biden has that owned and sewed up right now. That's virtually his only campaign method is the media. And they still can't convince enough people to have that happen that they actually have to fraudulently put forth polling. So if that tells you anything, that should give us a little bit of, I don't know, maybe faith in the people a little bit, that they're not even buying this nonsense. They're not completely buying it. And I'm really happy.
That's why I think that's true. I think there are a lot of people who are at least as fed up of what the media is doing and how they're trying to. People don't like to be lied to their faces. People don't like to be manipulated. The American people are stubborn. And if you keep telling them they have to vote for Joe Biden, yep, and you keep hiding evidence and refusing to ask difficult questions and lying and shilling, people are going, there are going to be a lot of people who just won't vote. And if they can't vote for Trump, they're just not going to vote.
No, that's true. And look at this, you guys. There hasn't been one day where he's been down in the polls below Trump. I mean, that's really funny if you think about it. They didn't even have enough faith in their bought and sold media to even for a day or a week look like they were really behind, because they haven't really reported being behind. I mean, substantially.
Well, and that hurts them now.
It does. Figured, that's what I'm saying.
They figured they would have had Trump buried by now, especially after that first debate performance. They thought he had him buried. Mm-hmm. And so they put the finger on, they kept putting the finger on the scale, but they didn't. They would have been wiser, like you said, to say 3 weeks ago, a month ago, say, hey, guys, Trump is surging in the polls. Unless we mobilize as a country, get your people out there, a little urgency. They started to do it last week. The end of last week, they started to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's a little too late to try to get people out there desperate.
Yes.
Well, how about Chelsea Handler on the Tonight Show telling Jimmy Fallon that she had to remind 50 Cent that he was black and he can't vote for Donald Trump? And then she offered sexual favors to him.
This is the same Chelsea Handler. You can find it on the internet. I don't urge you to watch it. Of her being peed on by her boyfriend as an act of fun. Remember, this is Chelsea. She used to be the girlfriend of 50 Cent. Yeah. And she's telling him now. I remember her tearful video last year when she came out and said about how much white privilege she has. Well, I got news for you, honey. Nothing says white privilege like telling your black ex-boyfriend who to vote for on the basis of his race.
You know what? You know what? It just speaks to how horrific these women truly are. And they are not part of who I deem womanhood in America.
These are the ones who are judging Amy Barrett.
These
are the women who feel the Alyssa Milanos, the Bette Midlers, the Joy Behars, this collection of harpies and harridans actually thinks that most Americans are going to see them as morally superior to somebody as quiet, efficient, and intelligent as Amy Barrett. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to happen.
Oh, yeah. You know what? We are very much in a state of kind of realizing it's so obvious now. The media is bought and sold. These people are horrific. They have horrific morals. If they even have them, they're so far hidden, nobody can recognize them. Everything's coming out. Have we noticed that? The last 4 years, a lot of crime is coming out. A lot of the bad deeds are coming out. A lot of the people are showing who they are. They can't hide behind it anymore. They were more effective even running up to the Hillary campaign of hiding who they were than now they can't. And I just, actually, that's a beautiful thing. We should be really happy about that.
I really do believe that when Barack Obama won in 2008, the progressive left thought it was over. We'd never have another Republican president again. And the last thing they imagined, and probably we wouldn't have. You think a Mitt Romney or a McCain would have won? No way in 2016.
Horrible.
We didn't really get a Republican president.
No.
We got a non-Republican president, about the only guy who could have won that election.
Yeah.
And that they didn't count on. And so this is existential for them, too. They thought they had ended conservatism forever, when in reality they woke a sleeping populist giant.
Oh, well, amen.
Yep.
I mean, I just have to end it on that. You're right. You're absolutely right on that. And can you imagine McCain? Oh, gosh. Or Romney. I can't even imagine now what that would have looked like. Romney's horrid. He's horrific. Horrific. He evaded our interview. He said he would be there. Didn't show. He will not ask a single question. He's horrific. My whole state hates him.
Binders and cowardice.
Yep. Thank you, Dr. Pesta.
Yep.
Catch the Dr. Duke show. It's on my Facebook page.
Week.
You bet. It's on my
God
Facebook
bless.
Page right after the show. And yes, he's amazing. We're going to move on to the next hour. Got so much to talk about. The airline no-fly list. All kinds of stuff coming up. Don't miss it. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com for the podcasts. Share them. Let's educate America. Be right back.